How important are spring foliar fungicide applications to wheat yields? A new study by K-State quantified the yield gain from these applications by combining 12 years of K-State-led experiments with survey data from Kansas wheat producers. Doing so not only demonstrated the power of fungicide to protecting a wheat crop from diseases like stripe rust, but also paves the way for future guidance on when these applications will provide the most benefit. According to Romulo Lulato, a wheat production specialist with K-State Research and Extension, this is a different way of looking at an old problem. We had a lot of these data scattered around, but we did this collection and it lined up very well with what we could expect in terms of yield responses to fungicides. It was nice to see that what growers are experiencing in their fields is actually ground-truthing a lot of what we're measuring in field experiments. To answer how foliar fungicide applications benefit yield, researchers gathered replicated field experiments from 12 years. They then combined that information with producer-reported fungicide applications and yield data from their commercial fields. The first step was to aggregate the relevant field experiment data from K-State-led research. The researchers combined this field experiment data with information from a producer survey that covered a wide range of management decisions. The producer survey included variety and fungicide management data from 654 commercial Kansas wheat fields across three growing seasons. Around 55% of the fields in this survey applied one or more fungicide applications. Fungicide applications also varied on the weather that growing season, with more producers applying fungicide in wet years compared to dry years. The survey data also showed the majority of growers are choosing varieties that are either resistant or intermediate for leaf and stripe rust. Lulato said, "We see the growers are using both tools that they have, good genetic resistance that can actually reduce the need for the fungicide, but also based on weather conditions, they are taking data to the decision of the application." Overall, researchers determined an average of 7.8% yield gain for wheat fields with a foliar fungicide application. Genetics plays a key role in the range of this yield gain. Wheat varieties with less built-in resistance to stripe or leaf rust benefited more from the fungicides than resistant or intermediate resistant varieties. This study helps K-State provide better guidance to Kansas wheat producers about variety selection for disease resistance, the timing of fungicide applications dependent on weather, and how to better guide growers on what to expect in terms of yield gain after a fungicide application. For more information, visit kswheat.com/research. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.